The stock market has been on a roller coaster ride, and when it all began, the former chairman, Alan Greenspan, was accused of driving stocks down, while the current Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, tried to calm investors. To talk about how Ben Bernanke has handled the first really sharp downturn in the market, we turn to David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of The Wall Street Journal. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
You know, Bernanke's job, as I just mentioned, was made harder by Alan Greenspan, suggesting a recession was possible. Why does the stock market care, really, about what the former Fed chairman says?
Well, the former Fed chairman is seen as a wise man, and he used the word recession in a speech that was broadcast from Washington to a group in Hong Kong. He said it was possible, not probable, but that just seemed to make people who were beginning to wonder whether the markets were too good to be true worry, and I think it's only because they still have a lot of respect for his judgment.
Interestingly, Alan Greenspan's first test as Fed chairman was in 1987 when the stock market, really crashed at that point.
That's right. This wasn't of the magnitude of 1987, but it was interesting that Mr. Greenspan spoke, then the markets about a day later were tumultuous. Then, by coincidence, Mr. Bernanke was scheduled to speak on Capitol Hill. He seemed very calm and everything was under control and the economy hadn't taken a turn for the worse. And that was a day when the markets were very placid. The next day he went back to his office and the markets jumped around a lot again.
So what happened there exactly? It sounds like he did, on one hand, a good job, but at some point it didn't matter.
I think he did do a good job if the good job is to be the sober adult who comes out and assures everybody that the world hasn't taken a turn for the worse. But there's a limit to how much anybody, even a Federal Reserve chairman, can control the markets. The markets have been extraordinary recently in the sense that they've been very complacent. So it was inevitable that something would happen to make people think twice about that. It just happened last week. And all Mr. Bernanke can do is say, look, I'm keeping my eye on the ball, so relax. And that seems to have worked at least for a bit.
David, step back for a moment here. Ben Bernanke has been on the job for a year. How does he compare to Mr. Greenspan at this point?
I think that Mr. Bernanke has grown in stature and credibility. He seems to look like he knows what he's doing, and that's important. The interest rates he set don't seem all that different than the ones that Mr. Greenspan would have set. And he's trying to change the way the Fed makes decisions, and that's interesting. He's talking about how the Fed makes decisions in a different way than Mr. Greenspan did.
And how different would that be?
Mr. Greenspan has a very eclectic way of looking at the economy. He sort of explained last week why he thought that this business cycle might be coming to a close, looking at what the trends and profit margins. Mr. Bernanke has a more conventional economist's view. He makes a forecast. He's much more open about his forecast than Mr. Greenspan was. And he basically tells the markets, I'll let you know when I change my forecast. And he's also working very slowly and trying to build consensus at the Fed towards making a clearer statement of the Fed's inflation objective, because he thinks that makes for a wiser economic policy.
David Wessel is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of The Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome.